By 1990, no Australian child will be living in poverty.
We apologise for the laws and policies of successive parliaments.
In the winter of 2015, Australia turned to face itself.
Be the Change, Mondays at noon on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Good afternoon and welcome to Be the Change on Yarra Valley FM. It's Neil Taylor here with another dose of some social justice information and some news, and a guest that we'll be chatting with who is a local person doing some amazing work. Anyway, before I start, I'd just like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we're broadcasting and perhaps where you're listening to from today, as well as us in the studio. That's the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and I want to pay my respects to their elders past and present. Anyway, it's good to be back with you. We had a week off last week with the Easter weekend, and I hope you guys managed to get away or did something that was a bit of time out for yourself and with your family, and a chance to refresh. Whatever you got up to, I just hope you had a good weekend. And I'm glad you're here today with us. And it's good to be back. All right, we're going to go to our first song, and after that, a little bit about Prince Philip, and the only thing I'm going to say about Prince Philip, and then we'll move on and talk about our song of change.
Okay, this is Lucy Tiger with Gasoline. Get your country dancing boots on.
Just gotta get this motor started so I can hear.
Be the change. Welcome back. Well, anyone who knows me knows that I'm not very much of a royalist. You know, I'm not a very big supporter of the royal family or anything like that. However, I was quite saddened to hear about the passing of Prince Philip, and this has been my only sort of big statement about the situation. Yeah, I think Prince Philip did some amazing work, and he was quite an amazing supporter for not only the Queen, but for the country and a lot of the supporting of the charities and organisations that he was involved in. Not perfect. He did some pretty cool stuff, and it'll be interesting to see what happens now with a lot of the things that he was involved with. I just hope they're able to continue, and you know, particularly the Prince. Some of the awards and things like that that he used to run. Anyway, my thoughts are with the family, and not only dealing with his passing, but having to deal with all the sort of their internal stuff, and also living life under the magnifying glass. I can imagine that's not easy. Anyway, that's enough about that. Our guest today is going to be Chelsea McNabb from Yarra Valley ECOS, and she'll be joining us after the Song of Change to talk about the amazing work that they do at Yarra Valley ECOS and how you can get involved. And yeah, so we'll catch up with her after our Song of Change. And without further ado, the Song of Change today is one that probably will surprise you. It's never seen initially as being a song that was identified as one that created social change or sort of motivated people to do things. And in fact, you probably sung this song yourself if you watched Shrek or, you know, a couple of other movies. Anyway, the song is Smash Mouth's All Star. And All Star is a song by Smash Mouth from their second studio album, Astro Lounge, in 1999. Written by Greg Camp and produced by Eric Valentine, the song was released on May 4th, 1999, as the first single from their album, Astro Lounge. The song was one of the last tracks to be written for Astro Lounge after the band's record label Interscope requested for more songs that could be released as singles. In writing it, Camp drew musical influence from contemporary music artists like Sugar Ray and Third Eye Blind and sought out to create an anthem for outcasts. In contrast to the more ska punk style of Smash Mouth's debut album Fushiamang from 1997, the song features a more radio-friendly style. The song received generally positive reviews from music critics who praised its musical progression from Fushiamang as well as its catchy tone. It was nominated for the Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals at the 42nd Grammy Awards. Subsequent reviews from critics have regarded All Star favourably, with some ranking it as one of the best songs of 1999. The song charted around the world, ranking in the top 10 of the charts in Australia, Canada and on the Billboard 100, while topping the Billboard Adult Top 40 and Mainstream Top 40 charts. Its accompanying music video features characters from the superhero film Mystery Men, which itself prominently featured All Star. The song became ubiquitous to popular culture, following multiple appearances in films, most notably in Mystery Men, 1999, DreamWorks animation film Shrek, 2001, and it's received renewed popularity in the 2010s as an internet meme and is ranked as one of the most streamed rock songs from 2017 to 2020 in the United States. For writing of All Star, Camp considered what he had read in the fan mail the band received frequently. Many of the fans had written to Smash Mouth considering themselves outcasts and identified strongly to the band, and Camp set out to write an anthem for them. He also incorporated some melancholy lyrics as well, which contrasted with the upbeat instrumentation. Smash Mouth did not have much time to record the song and brought in Michael Urbano, a session drummer, for recording instead of their regular drummer. According to Valentine, additional drum loops from older songs were used on top of the main drum track. What else can I say? It was nominated for Best Pop Performance by a Duo at the Grammys. Retrospective reviews from the editorial staff of both Billboard and Paste ranked it as one of the best songs of the 1999, and as did Rolling Stone writer Rob Sheffield. Berman felt the song had a life of its own and became a cultural artifact. Jeffrey Hines of Paste called the song the best reason to listen to Top 40 in radio in 1999. And in a glowing review, Laylor Gaylor of the Chicago Reader lauded the song for having transcended genre to become permanently stuck in America's hippocampus. Conversely, the staff of Noisy listed it as one of the worst songs of the 1990s, and writer-analyst Domining Nagini called the song the only argument we need for why ska pop should have never existed in the first place. So, why is All Star a song of change? In 2020, the New York Times asked people on Twitter for their favourite songs by popular artists that are related to climate change. Several songs, including Midnight Oil's A Bed of the Burning and Sarah McLachlan's World on Fire and Nelly's Hot in Here, came up that weren't about climate change. Smash Mouth's All Star was mentioned repeatedly and has the distinction of actually being about climate change. That surprised me, and I know it'll surprise you too. But anyway, the other songs were about the forced removal of Australian Aboriginal people, the 9/11 attacks, and hooking up at the club. I'm no scientist. I'm just the guy that writes the songs and plays guitar, Smash Mouth, Mr. Camp said. He said he felt the musicians and other artists that have a podium needed to be at least mention climate change to try and get people to be a part of the problem solving as opposed to part of the problem. All Star isn't the first time the rock band tackled climate change. Walking on the Sun, released 2 years earlier, also touched on the subject. But All Star endures in part because the band authorised its use to every single thing, Mr. Camp said. Its inclusion in Shrek, for example, brings the song and its ideas to new generations. And Mr. Camp and his bandmates broached climate change at a time when most popular musicians were not doing so. A search of Billboard charts at the time of All Star's release in 1999 turned up only two other popular artists to reference the issue in their music. The band Testament released Full of Simple Dome, and the rapper Mos Def came out with New World Water. Anyway, listen to the lyrics, and I'll read the lyrics out to you, particularly related to what they were talking about climate change after the song. So this is Smash Mouth, All Star.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
All that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars. Somebody once asked, could I spare some change for gas? I need to get myself away from this place. I said, yep, what a concept. Could use a little fuel myself, and we could all use a little change. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules that I'll hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. It's a good song. It's very catchy. The lyrics I was talking about, I think they were the second chorus, second verses in, and I'll read them to you. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so we might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I never get bored. So there you go. Smash Mouth All Star is a song about climate change.
You're listening to Be The Change with Neil Taylor, right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Hello, and welcome, Chelsea, to Be The Change on Yarra Valley FM. Great to have you on the show.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
We certainly can, yep.
Oh, good. Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Chelsea's dialing in from her home, and we're really pleased to have her on the show today. Chelsea, what's your role there at TECOS? You're the CEO, is it?
Oh, the executive officer. It's a bit of a joke, the CEO, because we don't have a CEO, but someone announced me recently as that. Executive officer.
And the chief bottle washer then, right?
Yeah, the one that does everything, across a broad spectrum.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, you want to explain what ECOS is?
Yeah, ECOS is a community environment park in Wesburn, and it's next to the Wesburn Waste Transfer Station, opposite the Wesley Oval. And, it's a place where it's a beautifully designed permaculture property where we have other co-locators, we call them, like people setting up their businesses there, and if they're ethically aligned. And we hold a market on Fridays and school groups and community gardens and lots of volunteers with and without disabilities, festivals and events, and good things like that.
Fantastic. Now, you recently had a festival, didn't you? It was a fairly big one I think you held just recently. What was that one?
That was Ecotopia. We usually hold that in the middle of Yarra Junction, but because of COVID, we couldn't. It's impossible to sort of manage or count numbers or anything in the middle of town. And
yeah.
We broke it off. So we moved it to ECOS, and we were a bit nervous because we didn't know if we could even have it. So it felt like one of those ones where you're just holding your breath until the last minute and go, okay, we can do this. And it worked out really well. I think we had about 1,700 people there.
Fantastic.
And it just had a great community vibe. And,
there were
about 50 stalls and a live stage full of music and really interesting speakers and speakers tent. And, just the place looked beautiful and it was nice. It worked out better to have it there in the end.
Oh, excellent. And that's on again in a year or time, or do you run it twice a year?
No, that's every March. But we do have lots of other events. We've got I've forgotten.
You mentioned that you have a market on every Friday. What's that?
Yeah, so every Friday is a produce market. And we started that during COVID because we wanted to offer a few things, basically people an opportunity to buy their vegetables outside of the supermarket environment. But we also wanted to support the local growers who suddenly had no way to sell all this produce in, peak season. So it was great. It sort of gradually grew. We've got a biodynamic farm at down the back of the property, and they just decided to open their farm gate and do farm gate sales at the start of COVID. And then other people said, well, can we come? And it ended up being a full market. And as soon as COVID was sort of over, we were able to open up to craft and other things as well. So it's a really beautiful market full of local produce and craft and, things like that.
Oh, fantastic. And and you encourage arts and crafts and sort of other people who are in that vein to come along and join you guys for that?
Yeah. It's called the Valley Market, because Leanne, who works at ECOS, she used to organise the Warburton Summer Produce Market. So we started off sort of making it an extension of the Warburton Summer Produce Market at ECOS, but that was really confusing for people having the Warburton Market at ECOS in Westbourne. So then we, and Warburton didn't want to lose their market either. So we sort of, through lots of toing and froing, decided that to set it up as its own entity called the Valley Market, and that it happens at ECOS every single Friday between 3:30 and 6:30, and then once a month as a bigger event in Warburton. And there's always performers and like a mini festival in Warburton once a month. But also we do have it, like we've got a Twilight Market coming up in 2 weeks, and, you know, there's going to be performers. That's on the 23rd. Yeah, there'll be a band called the Jam Tarts and Chloe Amberfox performing, yeah, just for that Twilight Market that we're going to have.
And that's
sort of marking the end of the season.
And that's at ECOS, is it?
And that's at ECOS, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I've heard the Jam Tarts. They're a good group too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're trying to sort of make the Friday – because we do so many events, sometimes it becomes a bit unmanageable for just a few of us to continue, keep up the energy. So we're trying to put our events onto Friday to be included with the market so that people can come along and do the market and then maybe stay for a film night afterwards or another event. And it just feels more manageable for us.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Will you stick around?
We need volunteers.
we'll mention that after. Yeah, okay. If we go to a song,
cool. Yep.
All right. If you stick around, we'll talk some more about how people can get involved, and you know, where you are and things like that.
Yep. Okay. Thanks.
So stick around.
Okay. Yep.
Heart have mercy on me. Heart have mercy. Mercy on me. Heart, have mercy. It's useless to pretend that I can live without her, that we could be just friends. You let me down this time. Don't you let me down this time. Heart, have mercy on me. Heart, have mercy. Mercy on me. You're beating like a drum. There's no denying she's the only one. Don't you let me down this time. Don't you let me. Mercy on me. Oh, we don't always know where to find love. It's hard to believe when it's gone. So we stand at the edge of a heartbreak. For too long. Mercy on me. Heart, have mercy. Mercy on me. Heart, have mercy. Heart, have mercy.
Welcome to Be The Change, a social justice program where we hear from local people who make a difference.
And you're listening to Be The Change, and we're chatting with Chelsea McNabb from ECOS. So Chelsea, what happens if on a day-to-day basis there, if I wanted to come visit ECOS, what the sort of, could, the things I could expect?
Oh, there's so much going on at the moment. It's actually a really awesome place to be. There's Tuesdays seem to be our busiest days. We have lots of different people come and work in the community garden. Lots of people with their carers or without their carers. If they don't have a carer, that's, you know, just general community volunteers as well. And on Tuesdays, Permaculture Yarra Valley run their permaculture design course in the Coop. They've got about, I think it's about 20 people in there. And pottery is on a few days a week. I'm not exactly sure. There's a pottery studio and Lucy Pierce runs that and runs the lessons. Or you can use it as free space after you've done an intensive training. Then you can hire the space. There's Melganics has just opened a little organic distribution shop. So, yeah, she's there a couple of days a week. All this information's on the website. You can find out what days.
So what's the website address?
www.ecos.org.au.
All right, cool. Well, I'll share that again later on and put that up on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah, but there's more. There's a chocolatery. And do you want me to tell you everything?
Go for it, yeah.
So there's, on Tuesdays we have like Little Seeds, which is a little play group happening there. And there's now a circus, and they have circus lessons starting up next term there in a massive geodesic dome. And there's a chocolatery, a raw vegan Aztec chocolatery that's open. He makes amazing tacos, Fernando, and hot chocolate during the market on Fridays as well. And there's tiny houses being built there. There's two being built at the moment. And then the farmers are down in the farm in the back, and we run a program called Crops for Community. So that's people propagating and growing food using our nursery and preserving and doing all different things like that. Yeah, it's a great sort of real village type atmosphere.
Fantastic. So it does sound like a little village, doesn't it, with all the different activities happening and things.
Yeah. It's inclusive too. It's really nice.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, you mentioned that people could come down with you've got sort of the facilities there for handling people in wheelchairs and things like that?
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing our best to keep the wheelchair accessible pathways up to scratch. You know, sometimes water runs down and makes little divots and stuff, so we're constantly trying to keep them up to scratch. But if, you know, there's a wheelchair accessible toilet there, which makes a big difference for people.
Fantastic.
Come and hang out. And we've built a wheelchair height raised garden bed and a standing height raised garden bed if you have back issues in the community garden you can use. And we're trying to make it as accessible and inclusive as possible.
Fantastic.
It takes a long time to get there, and we've got more work to do, but we're working on it.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And it's who's it run by? Is it a committee of people running it, or how's it all run?
Yeah, it's a not-for-profit incorporated association.
Yeah.
So we have a committee of management, and that includes we've got a president, secretary, treasurer, and ordinary members on the board. We've got about 10 of us. And that includes our local ward councillor, Jim Child, and two council ex-officios as well, because we get support from Yarra Angels Council.
Yep.
And, and it's really good to have that relationship with them. We find them to be pretty supportive in other ways. For example, we've been facilitating some of the school holiday programs and things like that, and it's nice to have that relationship with council. And other than that, we just basically rely on grants, and that's mostly what I do, is I'm chasing grants.
Chasing grants.
Programs. Yeah.
It's a full-time job.
We've got a program. Oh, it's massive. I'm trying to raise money at the moment to re-roof more of the chicken sheds and put in this project called Recycle, the Recycle Hub. which will be a bicycle upcycling hub where there'll be a youth group run out of there, and also just a place to come in and tinker and upcycle bikes so we can give them to people that don't have bikes.
Fantastic.
Sell some, you know, very cheaply as well. And a local shop, Girt by Dirt, will hire some of the spaces, their mechanical overflow space, which will be great because then they can, a lot of people throw away parts that aren't yet at the end of their life. So just because they're upgrading parts on their bike, so they'll pass them on into the recycle hub and we'll have this flow-on effect of upcycling and reusing parts as well of bikes. So, yeah, but that's what we're sort of raising money for at the moment and looking forward to getting that going.
Do you get a lot of support from the community, like people donating funds but also like donating their services and goods?
I think that, you know, like the market is gold coin donation.
And yeah.
Love it. If, you know, if we could attract some bigger donations, that would be amazing. But not really. We're sort of getting some income from our co-locators at the moment, which is starting to, it's not much. We don't charge people much because we want to support the rise of ethical small businesses.
Yep.
And, you know, so the support comes that way more. We're trying to, we do need to attract more support from the community financially, but we're also trying to support the community in the other way because we've got this program that we've just launched. It's been supported by a few different organizations. It's called Crops for Community.
Yep.
And we wanted to create something whereby we could be active in reconciliation with our Indigenous community every day rather than just tokenistically here and there.
Yeah.
And also give back to the community, given that we have the asset of a beautiful site where we can grow food. So we've got a bunch of great volunteers with and without disabilities that come and propagate and grow food and preserve it. And we're going to, this is just at the very beginning, we haven't even done we've done one or two food distributions so far, but we'll give a third of it to split our one third of that in half to Unar Tucker Bag Program.
Yep.
And that's an Indigenous food relief program, and a third to Koha Cafe. And then we'll reinvest the other third back into the program, trying to make it self-sustainable so we can keep our facilitators. And that's something that we're really kind of proud of and feel that we hope we get more support to continue running programs like that.
Fantastic.
Programs like that require heaps of planning and facilitation, but to pay the facilitators, we don't actually just have that money. So, yeah.
So
and it's gone really well.
If I was interested in anything, probably the first port of call would be to either look at the website or actually just turn up and sort of have talk to people. Would that be the better thing?
Yeah. I think look at the website and then feel out what area you're interested in, because I get a lot of queries about our co-located businesses and then I just have to refer people. For example, people contact me wanting to know about pottery lessons, whereas that's the pottery studio is you know, located at ECOS but not run by ECOS. So same with tiny houses and the biodynamic farm and things like that. So if people look on the website, there's the right contact for the right people there. And even the Crops for Community program, if you felt you wanted to be involved, there's the right contact for that program there.
All right,
and otherwise, there's just volunteers. Like the market, we always need volunteers in different areas to help with the market and just maintenance and things like that.
So can I volunteer through the website?
You'll look and see what area you'd like to volunteer in and contact that right person. But
right.
We do have a volunteer coordinator as well at the moment. Her name's Melanie. And we've got, you know, a full induction process and everything that if you're going to volunteer, you have to go through. And Melanie facilitates that whole process.
All right, fantastic.
So her email's all abilities, which is allabilities at ecos.org.au.
All abilities at ECOS. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for joining us today, Chelsea. Before we go, is there anything else you wanted to add?
I guess Yes, I would like to add that, you know, in full respect to the Wurundjeri community, our local First Nations community, we're doing lots of projects with Anikin Wondon and Soundscape and Mural at the moment.
Yep.
With artist Nikki Brown, and it's been a great process, and that's every year we do projects with our local community and then open them at our Sorry Day and Reconciliation Day event. And that'll be in May, and it's called the Noorloo Festival. And so we haven't got all the promotion out for that yet, but I just like to let everyone know that that's really important to us, is keeping, you know, a good relationship and working really hard to work towards an active reconciliation space.
I totally agree. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us today, Chelsea. Really appreciate you taking the time off on your day off to join us.
Thanks for having me. No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And we'll put some information about how people can find your website and things like that up on our Facebook page as well.
Great. Thanks very much.
No worries. Thank you,
okay.
Chelsea.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
This two-bit, one-horse town. No one likes us here. They made that oh so clear. This town is narrow-minded. The people here are blinded by hate. They won't meet you in the middle, and we found out a little too late. So don't wait. So son, we gotta cut out it. Think that I'm living some life of crime, but I've done nothing wrong, so I'll keep singing my own sweet song.
Be the change.
Change.
Well, that was Chelsea McNabb from Ecos. I just hope you enjoyed listening to what she had to say. And yeah, if you get a chance, you should definitely check out their webpage, which is ecos.org.au. And if you live out that way in Wesburn, it would be well worth a visit. And we'll put all the details up about that on the Facebook page for Be The Change after the show. Just a little bit of an update with Holy Fools. As you know, we moved our ARC hours, which is the Activity and Resource Centre donation hours, from Tuesday, Friday and Sunday to just Saturdays. And it's working really well. And we've had a really good response from people dropping stuff off. They come and do their shopping, and then they come down and give us usually some food or some clothing. So it's working really well. What's interesting, though, is that we just had a poster that we'd put out, and it's been there for all through 2020, this big poster that was advertising our Everyday Angels fundraiser. And just recently, it got nicked. So I don't know why anyone would want to steal a poster that advertises a fundraiser. I mean, I did the graphics and design on it, but I don't think it was that stunning that, you know, someone wants it hanging up in their bedroom wall. Anyway, I just hope that whoever took it is taking it so they can keep the link with them, so they want to make a hefty donation, and they've forgotten a camera or pen when they were walking by. I can't mention the business, but they recently donated some amazing Lotus mini Easter eggs for us. It's a Croydon-based business who there was a post on that well-known social media page that people were sort of had to nominate different groups, and we had lots of people nominate us. So we received, I think, about four or five big boxes of those Cadbury mini eggs, and boy, did they go down really well. We've been handing them out for the last two, 3 weeks, and I think we've got down to our last box that we'll be handing out at Street Angels this coming week. So it's pretty amazing. The eggs are really good, and it's been a real blessing to the people that we've handed them out to. It makes everyone really smile and really, really thankful that they're receiving something like an Easter egg. Amazing how much of a difference that makes. So, all right, one more song, and maybe a little bit of social justice news that I found, if we have time, and otherwise we'll be back soon.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
You're listening to Be The Change with Neil Taylor, right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Well, that was the show for today. I'm glad you guys could join us, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Chelsea McNabb there from ECOS, and listening to a little bit about some stuff going on, and also the song of change today. It's a different song. It's not one that you would normally associate with it, being a song of change or cultural change, but Smash Mouth All Star. So I hope you enjoyed that. Listen, if you know anyone that would be good for the show who we could interview, please let the station know, or let us know on our Facebook page. We want to talk to people who are actually creating change and making a difference in the community. And, there's lots of people we've got on our list as potential guests, but we would love to hear from you if you know of anyone that we may have missed. It could be someone as simple as, just a single person doing some amazing change in their community to an organization that we may have missed that we could get involved in and get them in here. So anyway, have a think about that, and we'll post that up on our Facebook page. Thanks for joining us again. I just want to say thanks to Greg for paneling for us again today. And we've got Emma, who's doing work experience here in the studio with us as well, and chiming in with some wonderful comments every now and then. So it's been a good show, and I just appreciate the fact that Greg was able to manage all the technical aspects of it for us today. Anyway, we'll catch you next week. Until then, have a good week.